It is Wednesday morning on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And a beautiful drizzly morning. Yeah, it's kind of soggy out there.
It's very soggy.
Did you bike?
I did. I'm risking it. It's a chance of thunderstorms later. So.
And church tonight.
That's
a good way to remember your baptism on the way to church, getting rained on while bicycling.
I'll do that. Thanks. As long as I don't get hit by lightning.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University Wisconsin. Great folks there supporting the Coffee Hour on KFUO. Find them in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Their website, cuw.edu. Speaking of bicycling and exercising, this is something that, this is a topic that's important to me. I like to stay healthy, like to exercise. Have been doing that much of my adult life. Didn't do that so much as a kid, but more of my adult life when I realized, okay, this matters. Like, if I want to be useful to anyone, I probably need to stay healthy, and exercise is an important part of that.
Generally helps.
And then, you know, the Lord blessed us with a child, and that changes everything. Now, see, you still have this
luxury. I just have bikes.
You just have bikes.
For the moment, yep.
So that allows you your schedule to, I mean, you try to balance work and, you know, your schedule, your husband's work schedule and all those things, try to balance those, but you still have opportunities. You have a little more freedom, probably, some might say, in terms of how you, so what's your excuse? No, I'm just kidding. You bike to work all the time.
I bike to work. What's your excuse?
That's how you get your exercise in. So I'm sure that many other parents face the same challenge too. When a child comes into the picture, maybe you have, you know, before children, maybe you have this established routine, this pattern of exercising. But what happens when the Lord blesses you with children and your whole lifestyle changes, all for the good? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great to have children in our lives. They are a blessing. They're a joy to have in our lives. But that means our lifestyle changes. How do we stay on top of those fitness goals and stay healthy? To help us with that, Jennifer Hamer, she's chaplain's wife and group fitness instructor, command fitness instructor at Naval Air Station Lemoore Gym and Fitness Center. Naval Air Station Lemoore, oh gosh, so much behind that name there. There are so many titles there, I can't keep up with the list. Good morning, Mrs. Hamer. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Did you just miss me? It's too early for that.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Well, when we...
This is the coffee hour. We're not formal.
That's right. Sorry.
I got my coffee with me. I'm good.
Excellent.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You can ask your question, Sarah.
What kind of coffee are you drinking?
Ooh, caramel coffee.
Ooh, nice.
Caramel.
Yes, it's very cold here this morning. No fog, but... Oh, yeah. Caramel coffee. There you go.
Absolutely. I have Michigan cherry again.
I can't smell it yet. It's because you've got that, like...
I got a different
lid on it that doesn't let the... It smells so good when you bring in that Michigan cherry coffee. So, how do we even start this topic of, you know, when children come along, how do we still stay on track with fitness goals and staying healthy? You know, that's one of the things that I was sharing with Sarah. I've liked to in my adult life stay on top of fitness goals, but when our little blessing Oscar came along, I had to restructure my whole day in order to, and my wife too, in order to make sure that we were doing that, keeping on top of those fitness goals. What are your tips as a fitness instructor for, you know, keeping up with these fitness goals?
Well, to be honest, I came up with a few different tips after we talked about this yesterday, because I have two kids of my own, and it does change everything. But it's something where, just like you understand that there's phases and seasons for your child, there's going to be phases and seasons for your exercise regime.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to throw out some ideas and embrace new ideas. Like, one of the ideas I will tell people to throw out right away is, this is not about going to the gym for an hour and being able to get everything in there, because chances are you still need to get home. You're on a schedule. Your little one is on a schedule. It's about thinking about it during moments of the day. So you throw out the idea of what a regular workout is, and you start looking at what an active lifestyle is instead. And then secondly, go find a personal trainer. If you are going to take that 1 hour, then you go into that personal trainer and you say, look, I've got a newborn at home. This is the equipment I have on hand. Can you teach me how to set up a circuit at the house? That way, when I actually have 30 seconds free, 30 seconds, I'm going to do a set of something. And if you do that enough during the day, by the time you finish the day, you've done 45 minutes. Why? Because every single time you walk into the kitchen, you're going to do push-ups off of the counter or off of the floor, wherever your strength is at that moment. Every single time you go upstairs to put laundry away, you're going to stop and do 10 squats. That really adds up. That was what I had to do with my two little ones. And it was never about 45 minutes straight. It was about 30 seconds here, a minute here. Sometimes even just taking the baby and doing those squats. Actually moving the baby is, a little bit of a chest press, if you will. Carefully, safely. Let me throw that disclaimer in.
Right. And when you're talking about, making use of a personal trainer, you're not talking about like meeting with a trainer 3 times a week, 60 minutes each time.
At 4 in the morning.
If you got that kind of sleep stamina, I'd say go for it. But really, most people, they just don't know what to do with the equipment that they have at the house. They don't know how to break it apart into little tiny workout segments. And that's where your personal trainer can help. So I have quite a few clients that'll come in, and they have 3 kids below the age of 5. And we find ways to make it work. And it's something as simple as during their nap time, you need to rest as well, or maybe that's when you're cleaning. But take that time and do 1 minute of crunches or 1 minute of plank or 1 minute of squats or 1 minute of push-ups, whatever it is. Have some resistance bands on hand, out of reach of the kids, of course. And that's something where resistance bands are extremely adaptable. And then when you go to the park, that playground is like a boot camp waiting to happen. It really is. But a lot of that is your personal trainer actually having that vision with you and taking that hour to say, have you tried this exercise? Have you done tricep dips off of the bench right by the slide? Do you do squats in between pushing your child on the swing? And so you can actually maintain a decent level of fitness just by doing certain little boot camp moves throughout the day.
And when people give you strange looks for doing all these exercises on the playground, just invite them to join you.
Exactly. And here's the best part. So we talked about seasons and phases in a child's life. As that child grows and they keep seeing you maintain a level of fitness, and let's face it, it's stressful. You need that movement to keep your stress levels down. You really do. They actually start joining in. So the best compliment I always get is when I've had a client for a while and they've been doing this at home. Sometimes it's as simple as putting music on and dancing. Yes, dance to Dora. It's okay. But the kids start joining in and they start to see fitness not so much as a trudging trip to the gym that, that you're doing just to maintain a diet. Instead, they see it as a whole lifestyle. And they actually start to emulate that. We do have a couple of fitness classes on base that are geared towards family, and that's an option. Look around, see if there's any gyms that offer family fitness boot camps. It's something where the kids like to play together, they're in a safe environment, the parents can get a decent workout, and then you see the kids actually joining in on the workout because they think it's super cool. We actually have little ones that like to come to our Zumba class on Tuesday mornings that I teach. And they have favorite songs, and they will get up there, and they will dance with their parents. Did they do it at first? No, let's face it. They were just, trying to figure out what we were doing. But you give it a few times, and it starts to become something that the child gets used to, and then they join in. And that's the other thing is don't expect immediate success. Don't think that the first time you go to a class or the first time you set up a schedule in your mind of what you want to accomplish for the day that it's going to go smoothly. It's a season. You kind of got to embrace that flexibility. You might not finish all your sets of squats in a day or all of your bicep curls in a day, but you keep doing it, and it does add up. It's much, much better than just throwing in the towel and saying, I can't do it.
I've done playground. I don't have kids, but I've done playground workouts before, and I was so sore after that because it's just your body's not used to it, and it's a very functional way of movement.
Have you seen these things? They're like upside down merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's tilted a little bit. It's just like a giant wheel and it's kind of tilted. It's like a monkey bar that you can hang from it, but it like spins. Yeah. Have you seen those, Jen?
I have. Those are great for your abs. You hang on to those and you start doing curl-ups with your knees. And, those are good for your abs. Or have you ever tried using a swing as a TRX strap?
It is hard.
Yeah.
I've not.
Yeah.
You start using that to do, bicep curls or tricep curls, or you start using them to do rows or even just jump squats with the swing using it as a TRX strap, you can get a really decent workout.
So I think, the the overarching theme of this maybe is not being afraid of being creative and doing something that doesn't look like going to the gym and putting weight on a squat rack and, you know, knocking out 10 sets. It's okay to be creative and to have some fun with this.
It is. And most personal trainers, they understand the seasons of life. And like what you were talking about, Sarah, that you like to bike. Oh, wow. What I love to see is when I'm walking to school to pick up my kids and I'll see some of the other fitness instructors and they have their little ones in those little carts behind the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all covered. Kids are having fun and they're just cheering mommy on to go a little faster.
And that added,
grows into you,
that extra weight.
It is. Resistance training at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that grows into is they're on their own little bikes attached to mom's bike, and then they're on their own bikes just following, and that whole progression of growing into it. And they just don't know any different. Biking is how we get around base. Walking is how we get around base. And the kids just join in and emulate whatever they see their parents do. So there is, expect a certain level of frustration, because it is different. Embrace your creative side. YouTube can sometimes be great for parent workouts with children. You know, and again, before you start any exercise program, talk to your doctor, make sure you're cleared, and then get with a professional just one time to get those ideas and take it from there.
When Oscar was like 11 months, around a year, somewhere around there, I started using a jogging stroller, and I learned why it's called a jogging stroller, not a running stroller.
You can't run with those things.
But yet, even jogging, he would yell, "Faster, Daddy,
go
faster."
It's so fun.
And I'm like, Daddy's really trying here, son. We're like going as fast as we can.
A kid I used to babysit, he was really, really little. Like, he was 3, but he was really short. And I used to put him on my shoulders and run from his sister's school to his school. It was probably about a mile.
Whoa.
But, man, he would yell at me if I didn't run with him.
It's like a living rucksack.
Yeah, that was rough.
Well, Jen, as always, thanks for the great advice. Thanks for the tips. And God bless your work there at Lemoore and those that you and Chaplain Hamer serve there at Lemoore.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy our conversation. So thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we get to visit one of our favorite world travelers.
Yes. Yeah. Another one of my favorite topics. All favorite topics today.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO.